Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Since it is October, which is Halloween season, it's only right we get into a psychological horror as far as a classic, a staple in the horror genre. That is a remake of the original game that helped define the original psychological horror genre, which is Silent Hill 2. So, ladies and gentlemen, the remake has been available or made available October 8th, 2024, on platforms like PlayStation 5, PC, and my fault. You know what? I can't even help myself. For some reason, I just find the need to point out that Xbox has no games. But, you know, hey, that's just me, right? My fault. My fault for pointing it out. You know, objectively speaking, y'all can't play this game at all. You know what I'm saying? So, anyways, getting back to the platforms that do and are able to play this game. PlayStation 5 and PC, of course, is doing phenomenal on the PlayStation platform, as when it comes to the PS5, it's the third most played game on that platform, right? Dragon Ball Sparking Zero is one. EA Sports FC 25, which I've covered in this episode, is second. And then Silent Hill 2 is following it up at the number 3 spot. And of course, this game just came out. When looking at the Steam analytics, you can see that the 24-hour peak was 12, actually it wasn't 12, it was 19,390 to be exact, right? The game is $70 on Steam on PS5. Now, as far as the concurrent player base on Steam, right now it's 12,000. So for it to have top 3 best-selling game as far as PS5 is considered currently, and then to have it on the list of popular releases for Steam, but also trending in a way of having and holding that 12,000 concurrent player base, which doesn't make it one of the more popular games on Steam currently, but that's okay, right? Because there's games that take up the spot that's been around for forever, like Apex Legends, Counter-Strike 2, Wallpaper Engine is hilarious, but Dota 2, PUBG, things of that nature. Dragon Ball did make the top list as far as most played games on Steam, but that's, you know, besides the point. Because, of course, when you're making a horror game, I feel like you're already cutting off a certain fan base as far as people who don't enjoy being scared or paying money to be scared, which I fall in line of, because I just can't reasonably get across why I would pay money to scare myself, right? I mean, being a black man in America, all right, I ain't gonna go down that road. But you already know, like, it's scary enough, right? Why would I pay money to get my heart beat and my heart rate raised even more? So anyways, getting into Silent Hill 2 and the remake. Of course, with this game having a release as far as a remake, it's very interesting for the simple fact that it's been developed by Bloober Team. What type of name is Bloober? But hey, we're just gonna go past that, right? So, Silent Hill 2 Remake was developed by Bloober Team, published by Konami, And of course, Bloober in general is known for a psychological horror, and that is why they was able to be a approach to develop the Silent Hill 2 remake, because of course you want to preserve the game's eerie atmosphere that it already captured in the original release, but then partnering with a established team in the horror genre such as Bloober makes the remake even more imperative as far as the game's narrative. So when it comes to Konami, I mean, they're the publishers, so that just means the overall involvement is just overseeing the development of this video game. So to outsource the Bloober to let them, you know, strategically move to revitalize the Silent Hill series, it led to this outcome as far as it being released on PS5 and PC. But not only that, the sales have came out for Silent Hill 2, and the consensus is this may be, I'm not going to say game of the year, but let's just say the reviews for this game is out of this world. I mean, 9 out of 10, 8.7 out of 10, 5 out of 5, 90 out of 10, 8 out of 10, 87 out of 100. I'm going to get to the specific reviews in a second as far as the putting the name with the reviews. But I just want to let you know that the general consensus is that this is very much an improvement upon the game. Now, one of the more notable things that's been improved, of course, is the graphics, with it, you know, being so, with the release of the remake being having significant more capabilities when it comes to technological advancements, you know, versus the original release. So now people are noticing the vast improvements of upgrades, of course. And as far as the original, there's been significant differences in combat and gameplay mechanics for the simple fact that, you know, when it first came out, they probably didn't have a lot to work with. So amongst them revitalizing the gameplay mechanics, the graphics, they also changed up the soundtrack, as they have remastered original music, but they also have new sound effects to leverage the modern hardware. So of course, with technological advancements, they've been using that to the utmost, especially with Bloober being so much of a veteran in this genre to know what to add to an already cult-like classic, right? So anyways, the playing environment has expanded, allowing for more exploration compared to the original game. There's new combat mechanics, improved combat with more intelligent enemies that players can utilize stealth and dodge mechanics during encounters. And of course, the dodging strategy for players, it gives a tidbit that you should dodge enemy attacks and exploit openings to attack. I mean, goodness, talk about I already know that type tip. I mean, goodness, what they gonna tell me to press the stick to run next? I mean, goodness. Anyways, all right, getting back into the game. So a lot of things when it comes to the puzzle difficulties is very much a discussion amongst the player base. But I am here to tell you that there are difficulty settings. So easy obviously makes it simplified and makes it straightforward. Normal makes the puzzles a little bit more difficult, but they're easier and not as oversimplified as the easy version. But then we get to the ultimate challenge, which is the hard version, which challenges players with more complex puzzles recommended for a balanced experience. So this is simply for the fact that the map functionality when it comes to Silent Hill 2 Remake is based on locked doors and items you haven't collected yet. So I'm not going to say there's a lot of backtracking, but there's some backtracking in the game, right? And players should definitely utilize a lot of screenshots for important in-game documents to get around the map. That in also use the screenshots to aid in solving puzzles later. So when it comes to Silent Hill 2 Remake, it comes to the overall public reception of it. A lot of people are saying that the game's relaunch seems to be a great improvement upon the original, and they say that this is definitely a great step as far as reviving interest in the Silent Hill series. And then of course, when it comes to sales, and this being in a horror genre, you're already cutting off a significant portion of people who don't want to be scared when they play video games. So with that being said, for them to still be the third most played game currently on the PS5 platform, and then for them to still have 12,000 concurrent players peaking as far as a 24-hour peak at 19,000, I think that's a significant hold and should be an accomplishment, especially for Bloomberg. Especially for Bloober team and Konami. So overall, I mean, the gaming publications, as far as reviewing this game, Metacritic gave it an 87 out of 100. IGN gave it an 8 out of 10. Games Radar gave it a 70 out of 10, which is the lowest out of all these scores. GameSpot gave it a 90 out of 10. Game Informer gave it an 8.75, goodness, out of 10. Why so specific? And then PC Gamer gave it an 85 out of 100. So overall, a lot of these reviewers basically said that this is a faithful recreation of the original's atmosphere and story, but also enhances a lot of things when it comes to the gameplay mechanics and the visuals. But they did note that it could feel repetitive at times, which I'm always wary of that critique, because in video games, there's always a replayable mechanic that has to happen. There's a loop that you have to get into. There's no video game that's going to consistently give you new gameplay mechanics hour after hour after hour. At some point, the mechanics or the mechanics, as far as the gameplay, is basically established, and then the gameplay loop insists. It just has to be an enjoyable gameplay loop for the consumer. So when they say it's repetitive, I'm always wary about that, because of course, saying it's repetitive is one thing. Saying it's repetitive with bare bones gameplay mechanics is another. So that's why I would take that critique, as far as it being repetitive, with a grain of salt. But overall, Silent Hill 2 seems to be well received. A lot of people are praising it for its atmospheric horror and faithful recreation of the original Silent Hill 2. And it being October, safe to say that this is emphatically one of the better horror games that you will play in the month of October for 2024. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio and let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about the Silent Hill 2 remake? Have you played it? And if you haven't, will you be giving it a try?
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.